This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. Latest figures show China's major industrial firms have posted double-digit growth in profits through the first 4 months of this year. The National Bureau of Statistics is reporting the companies have seen a nearly 25% increase in combined profits through the period from a year earlier. In April alone, profits from these firms up some 14% year-on-year. The foreign ministers of China and Russia discussing measures that could counter North Korea's nuclear program. Meeting in Moscow, both Wang Yi and Sergei Lavrov also agreeing that the use of force on the peninsula will only worsen the situation. Wang Yi also saying the Chinese side remains hopeful about the prospect of inter-Korean talks. The new South Korean government announcing earlier in the week that it is open to the idea of resuming direct talks with Pyongyang. It's been announced the special envoy of Chinese President Xi Jinping will attend a ceremony next week to mark the completion of a Chinese-built railway in Kenya. The official completion of the railway linking Kenya's capital Nairobi and the port of Mombasa is scheduled to take place on Wednesday. Chinese State Councilor Wang Yong will attend the ceremony. The roughly 500-kilometer project, which began in 2014 with a cost of around $3.8 billion to build, 90% of it has been financed through the Exim Bank of China, with the Kenyan government providing the remaining 10%. Egyptian forces have struck suspected terror training camps following a deadly attack south of Cairo on Friday morning. That attack leaving 28 Coptic Christians dead and 24 others injured. Around 10 unidentified gunmen opening fire on two buses carrying Coptic Christians on their way to a monastery in the central region of Minya. Coptic Christians in Egypt coming under increasing attacks in recent months. Around 70 Coptic Christians have been killed in a series of attacks across Egypt since December, most of those attacks being claimed by the Islamic State. Philippine authorities say foreign jihadists among local militants, which launched a major assault this week on the southern island of Mindanao. Spokesperson for the Philippine military saying there have been a number of confirmed foreign fighters among the 31 militants that have been killed so far in battles. The heavy fighting, which broke out on Tuesday, also leaving 11 Philippine soldiers and two police officers dead. A state of martial law now in place across Mindanao after heavily armed militants affiliated with the Islamic State launched a major assault on the city of Marawi, a predominantly Muslim city in the south of Mindanao. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte cutting short a state visit to Russia this week to deal with the situation. The insurgents said to be members of the so-called Mote group, named after its founder Abdullah Mote. This is a group of former Moro Islamic Liberation Front rebels who have been blamed for a series of bombings and kidnappings across the southern Philippines. At least 91 people are dead and more than 100 others missing amid heavy rain monsoons which have drenched Sri Lanka's southwestern regions. Authorities saying nearly 24,000 people in 13 separate districts have been impacted by flooding or landslides. Officials warning the death toll could continue to rise as information from more remote areas of the affected districts have yet to be received. This year's monsoons in Sri Lanka coming after some 2 months of a lingering drought, lessening the ability of the parched ground to absorb the massive amounts of rain. Sri Lankan authorities already issuing calls for international assistance. Mainland authorities confirming that a Taiwan resident is now under arrest on suspicion of subverting state power. Mainland's top authority in charge of Taiwan affairs saying Li Mingqiu has been arrested by provincial authorities in Hunan. State Council's Taiwan Affairs Office says Li has been working with mainlanders in an attempt to set up illegal organizations to subvert state power. Li was detained and put under house arrest in March after being discovered organizing an illegal group. Taiwan Affairs Office saying Li and his group have confessed to engaging in activities endangering national security. Chinese authorities stepping in to adjust the way the renminbi is priced. The China Foreign Exchange Trading System has confirmed that a counter-cyclical element is being added to the daily fixing program to stop what authorities are describing as irrational sentiment in the foreign exchange market. Details of what the counter-cyclical program is have not been laid out. Move follows the value of the renminbi against the U.S. dollar hitting a three-month high earlier this week after Moody's downgraded China's sovereign debt rating. Value of the renminbi set on a daily basis on the value of the previous day's trading close, as well as the overnight fluctuations on the basket of currencies that the renminbi trades against. It's expected the new counter-cyclical provision meant to neutralize the impact dramatic overnight swings in foreign currency exchanges will have on the renminbi's daily reference fix. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.